friends, this shiur should be a special schutz for Sheni Chana Bas Malka. Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadeha. The Gemara in Gidna Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says, HaShalech Get Lishto V'Gir B'Shaliach or Shesholech Ach Rav Shaliach V'Amar Lo Get Shenasati Bottle Hu. Haray Zeh Bottle. First and sends a get to his wife, and then he gets via Shaliach, and then he catches up to the Shaliach. Or he sends a Shaliach after the Shaliach. And he says to him that the get that I gave you is Bottle. What's the din? The din is, Haray Zeh Bottle. Taka Ki B'Mavatel the get. The Gemara says, "Osh shalach achrav shliach lamali." Why do we need that second case of shalach achrav shliach? If we already have the case of he can't get to the shliach himself, so ma'od the same, I might have thought that what lo alim ashlichusay de baser, ashlichusay de kamol de liftalei. I might have thought that the shlichus of the latter is not as strong as the shlichus of the former. In other words, the first shliach he sent is stronger than the second shliach he sent, and therefore he can't be mevatel the shlichus. Kamash malon, that it's not true that the second shliach can be mevatel the first shliach. So we have to understand, what's the havamina that the shliach, the latter shliach, is not as strong as the first shliach? The whole koach of the first shliach is mitzad the baal hamishaleach. And since the Baal sent a second shliach to be mevatel the first shliach, so it emerges that the first shlichus was mizbatel by the Baal. So just like the Baal can himself be mevatel the first shliach, why can he not? What's bechlal the havamina that he can't be mevatel the first shliach by sending a second shliach? So says Rav Nosson Gishtetner Zatzal in his Horus Nosson and the Tshuvas in Chelek Yodalid and Simon Kufchov Tes. First we have to understand, what does it mean when the husband says get shenasati batel, who the get that I gave is batel? Is pshat that he's mevatel the get, or is pshat that he's mevatel the shlichus? Be'emes it's machlokas amoroim Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. It says there, Chozer Megarish Bo. Oh, ain't a Chozer Megarish Bo. Rashi explains, if the husband changes his mind, can he use this get to be Megarish? Or can he not use this get to be Megarish? In other words, do we say, says Rashi, that the get is Batel and now it's like Chaspa? It's like clay, it's nothing, it's like a shard? Or do we say no, that the get is still beseder, he was just mevatel the shlichus but not the get? Those are the two tzadim of the Gemara's Chakira, and the Gemara says that it's a machlokas. Rav Nachman Omar chozer megarish bo, he can reuse this get, and Rav Sheshi says no, he's talking mevatel the actual get, ain't no chozer megarish bo. And the halacha is like whom? Like Rabbi Nachman, that Chozer Megarish, but it's not about the get, it's about the shlich. Frak the Gemara, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, who says Chozeres, that in Kedushin and Perika Omer Lachavero, Omer Lisha Skachili Bimos Halalu, after 30 days, and then she is Chozeres, but within 30 days. The Kedushin are batel since she was mevatel before their chal. So here also, why don't we say that he was mevatel the get? And for answers the Gemara, Nahachi Hashta. Wait a second, you can't compare. Hasim Dibor v'Dibor, who was a Dibor mevatel Dibor? There, Mitchila, she was miskadesh aside Dibor, she was mitzvahs of the Kedushin. And then the Dibor of Chazara comes and is mevatel Dibor. But the Mos aren't misbatel. He can go be Makadish again with these Mos. But Hacha Nehita Batle L'Shlichusei D'Shliach Kita Gufa Mika Batil. Wait a second. Here, Nachon, that he was Mevatil the Shlichus, but he wasn't Mevatil the Get. So the Get can still be reused. So it's not a Stira. Rabbi Yochanan, we take a Paskin like with Nachman, She'eino She'shechoizer Magarish Bo, because he wasn't Mevatil the Get, he was only mevatel the shlichus. So we see that we hold la'halacha that if the husband says get shenasati l'cha batalu, it means that he's mevatel the shlichus, and asi dibur mevatel the dibur. The dibur of the shlichus is now the dibur of the bittel is mevatel the dibur of the shlichus. But he's not mevatel the actual get. So now the question is strengthened. My salga daitin, how can we have such a havamina that the second shliach can't be mevatel the first shliach? The whole koach of the first shliach is mitzad the baal. So the baal was mevatel. Let his second dibur be mevatel his first dibur of minui hashlichus. So the answer is as follows. We have to make the following chakira, that when the husband sends the second shliach to be mevatel the first shliach, and the second shliach says to the first shliach that the get is batel, who's mevatel the first shlichus? Two ways of understanding it. The first way is that be'emes the baal is mevatel the shlichus of the first shliach, and that he needs to send a shliach is a gilui milsa what he wanted to do. That if the baal wouldn't have told the first shliach to do it, so the bittel doesn't help, unless the baal is mevatel b'fnei shnayim or shlosha, like it says in the Sugya Lamed Beis. Or no, who's the mevatel? It's the shliach. The shliach is doing the bittel shlichus. So is it the husband doing the bittel shlichus, or the shliach doing the bittel shlichus? From now we can say that in this chakira is talui if the second shliach can be mevatel the first shliach. That if we say that the pulas habitul was done by the second shliach, so then we can say that who says that the second shliach is stronger than the first shliach? Adaram, the first shliach is stronger, because he was appointed by the husband. And the second shliach, that's mevatel his shlichus, is just a klisheni. Because he's not the balaget. So therefore the first shliach can say to the second shliach, how are you mevatel my shlichus? I was appointed by the baal. He's a makor rishon. So how can you, who is now the person being mevatel the get, independently, be mevatel me? I'm stronger. I'm coming from the baal. And you now are being mevatel yourself, if that's that side of the chakir is correct, that he's the mevatel. So if that's true, then we understand the chiddush. Kamash Malan, that he can make this shliach. Why? Because the bittul is not done by the shliach. The bittul is done by the husband. In other words, in the kasha, we had like one side of the chakira that it's the shliach being mevatel. So who says the second shliach is stronger than the first shliach? But in the Kamash Malan, it's the husband doing it. So since it's all the husband, the memeva, his original minui is now misbatel by his by this what the second shliach is doing in his name, but it's really the husband doing it. So that's the Kamash Malan. The Kamash Malan is that it's the husband who's being mevatel the shlichus, and that he can do, because he can say, listen, I was the one who said to divorce, now I'm saying not to divorce. It was all coming from the husband, so Kamash Malan, that he could do it. But in the Havamina, it was coming from the second shliach. And who says that the second shliach coming independently from his own koach has the ability to be mevatel the first shliach? So it would appear that in this chakira, we can be told that the machlokes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yerucham brought in the Beis Yosef and Ebenezer Kuf Mem Aleph, the Rambam writes that a shliach who takes a get, and before it comes to the hand of the woman, the husband goes back and he says that the get that I sent with you is batel. Or, he goes to the woman and he says that the get that I send you is batal, or he sends a shliach to be mevatel, or he says to other people, the get that I sent to my wife is batal, it's batal, even though the get came to her hand. And if you're mevatel b'fnei acherim, you need to do it in front of two people. So that's the Rambam. So Beis Yosef writes, the Rambam holds that if you're mevatel b'fnei isho, b'fnei shliach, you don't need two. You don't need eidim. It's only mevatel b'fnei acherim you need eidim. But if you want to be mamana shliach to be mevatel the get, or in front of the isha, or in such instances, you don't need two. You're in a Yeruchim board, and the Beis Yosef says no. That if you send a shliach to be mevatel the get, you need two eidim. Why, says the Ran? Ein davar shever b'pachos mishnayim. So it would appear that this machlokas, if you need to have eidim, that you're a mevatel the get, eidim in front of the shliach, where you're sent to be mevatel the get, is totally in archakira. If the mevatel is the baal mishalech or the shliach, if the mevatel is the mishalech and the shliach is just doing a maisa kof, so you don't need eidim when he sends a shliach to be mevatel, because it's like the husband's being mevatel himself, and in such an instance you don't need eidim, because asi dibur mevatel dibur. You can't say in darash erei pachos mishnayim, because that's when you're trying to make a new chalos, like kedushin and gerushin, then you need two eidim lakomis adavar. When you're coming to be mevatel your first dibur, that's not a new chalos. Adarabah, he's coming to be mevatel his first dibur. Then he made the first shliach a shliach lo'olach, and now he's mevatel. That's the sheet of the Rambam. There's no new chalos here. He's just being mevatel. But Rabbeinu Yerucham holds no. If he sends a shliach to mevatel the first shliach, the mevatel is the second shliach and not the baal mishalech. And the second shliach, you can't say asi dibur mevatel dibur, because the first minui wasn't done by the second shliach. The shliach has come to be mevatel the first shliach with a new koach, to be mevatel the first shlichus, and the husband gave him rishus to act independently and be mevatel the shlichus. So you can't say asi dibur mevatel dibur, because the first dibur wasn't done by the shliach. So he wants to be mechadish a new thing, to be mevatel the shlichus of the first one, and for that you need two eidim, ein davar shever bo pachos mishnayim, to be mevar more, based on the famous lekach tov, Yosef Engel, who explains shlichus. You can explain shlichus in two ways. Either we can say that the shliach comes like the mishalech mamish, gufo ke gufo, and the shliach is like the mishalech did it, or we can say no, that the shliach is the shliach acting. And the Torah gave koach to the shliach to be moser totzos maisav, that what he did should be mesiaches to the mishalech, but it's not like the mishalech did it himself. So we can say that in these svaras, Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Rambam were arguing, when the Baal makes the second shliach, mevatel the first shlichus. The Rambam holds like the first svara, that shliuch shladim kumoso means that he's mamish like the mishalech. So it's mamish like the mishalech, it's not a nuchalos, it's asi dibur mevatel dibur, so for that you don't need to aid him. But Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that no. That what's the pshat? That the pshat is that the shliach is acting independently, and he just moser is the outcome of what he does to the mishalech. Therefore, here you have a new chalos. It's not just asi dibur mevatel dibur, and memela you would need two eidim. And with this, we can answer the kasha of the chiddush Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Gittin Lamed Beis, and what the Maharit writes, that a person can make a shliach to be makdish ashor, because mili lo mimsrin l'shliach. Because words, you can't give words over to a shliach, so you can't make a shliach to be makdish ashor and say the words to be makdish. Frekt Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I understand. We see here that the husband can make a shliach to be mevatel the shliach to the first person, even though it's only mili. He's just telling him with words, go and be mevatel him. So it's just mili, and nevertheless a shliach can do it. But based on what we said, we have a teretz. No. Here he's not making a new chalos. He's just being asi dibur mevatel dibur, and that he's allowed to do. So to make a new chalos to be makdish ashor, that's mili lo mimser in the shliach. But to be asi dibur mevatel dibur, where he's just coming mikoach the mishalech, that... he's not making a new din, that is within the power of a shliach to do, and for the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So only if it's a nuchalos you can't do it, like being makdish ashur, that's mealy that you can't do. But here, where he's not making a nuchalos, he just asi dibur, mevatel dibur, which is not considered a nuchalos, so in such an instance, he is permitted to appoint a shliach. I just really like a hemshech of the first thing he did. He made a dibur, and we have a rule that once you have a dibur, that dibur is totally vomit. You can have another dibur mevatel the dibur. Only a nuchalos, that Rabbi Yerucham holds that it's a nuchalos, that the new shliach is coming to from his own power. So that's already considered a nuchalos, and for that, like we said, you need eidim. But according to the Rambam, it's not a nuchalos at all. It's just in the category of asa dibur mevatel dibur. So mimele, you don't need eidim, and mimele, you can make a shliach on that. Not a problem, because he's coming mikoach, the mishalech, like we saw in Rabbi Yosef Engel. The Rama and Eben Ezer and Siman Kufim Aleph writes that if the husband writes to the shliach that he shouldn't give the get, it's bittul because he could be mevatel de ksiva. So lechora, this ksiva is not shlichus. Ksiva works because we don't need shlichus on the guf ha-bittul because the bittul is done by the baal, and the ksiva is just a gilui v'hoida to the first shliach that the baal mevatel the shlichus, and memela, it's not shaykh the din of mili lo mimser in the shliach because that's only shaykh when the shliach has to be mechali shenu chalos, like to be makdish ashor. But in our case, the shliach doesn't have to do any new shlichos because the etzma bittel is done by the baal, and his words are just a hodah, and therefore there's no problem here of mili. Here it's only mili that he's being mevatel. If this ksiva was mili, then mili, if this ksiva was shlichos, so mili, just these words of being mevatel, the second to the first shliach, is lo mimser in the shliach of the ksiva. But here, the ksiva is not considered a shliach. It's just a gilui das of the Baal. It's actually interesting that the Ksaf Sofer in Gittin Lamed Beis brings this chakira of that we mentioned before. Who the mevatel is it the Baal or the Shliach? He brings the name of the Michtav Melio, Lagon of Aaron Alfandri, which is printed in the year Tuf Pei Gimel, quite a while ago. B'dinei Bittul Get Kuf Yotes Amar Aleph. Michtav Melio writes, it's mistaber that the Shliach is the mevatel. The Ksav Sofer said, it's Pashit L'Shliach is mevatel from the Saka Daitach. However, according to what we said, that's exactly the difference between Saka Daitach and the Kamash Malan. In the Kamash Malan, it's Taka the Baal who's mevatel. There's a Tosfos here who says, how can you be mevatel a get? You can't be mevatel a Sefer Torah. You write a Sefer Torah l'shma, you can't be mevatel. So that's Tosfos kasha. So what's the havmin? You can be mevatel a get. So the kasha on Tosfos is maybe a Sefer Torah is different. You can't be mevatel a Sefer Torah because ain't more reading mikedusha chamur l'kedusha kala. And therefore you can't be mevatel a Sefer Torah to be more the kedusha. Hashem can a get, you can. But if that would be the case, then maybe a Sefer Torah b'di'evit, you can be mevatel, this b'di'evit. However, the Prisha writes that this din of Harada B'Kedusha doesn't even work b'di'evit, ain't osim beis ha-Knesses in the beis medrash, which is the Yerida, from beis medrash to beis Knesses. Even b'di'evit. So, we can really be marach in this tekuda. We're not going to. What we are going to do is, we're going to wish everybody that we should all be zoche, l'lmodu l'lamed, lishmor v'lasos, v'lekayim, it's called divrei samu tarasu v'yahava, amen v'yamein, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.